In search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program In Search of Piety. In our last episode, we discussed or we shared with you some points of inspiration from the lives of different companions, including Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the last companion that we mentioned. The generosity of Sayyiduna Zubayr bin Awam radiallahu anhu was also mentioned. Today, some other personalities from the famous 10 will be mentioned in the time that we have, but following our routine, first and foremost, I would like to share with you a narration which expresses the importance, the benefit of expressing blessings, a prayer of blessing in favor of the best in creation, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, 100 times on Friday. Yes, on Friday, if you recite Salat ala Nabi 100 times, the good news or the benefit mentioned in prophetic tradition is that such an individual on the Day of Judgment shall come forth with a light that will be so great that it would be enough for the entire creation if it was distributed among them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Prophet Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best regarding the nature of this light. We know from the prophetic tradition that a light has been mentioned, and we have some idea of the greatness of this light. But we pray that through this action of sending salawat 100 times in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Friday, we attain this special light on the Day of Judgment. And through the illumination of this light, we cross the bridge that is built above the fire. Any darkness that surrounds that bridge is removed by the light that we have with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hereafter, one will be in the light of his good actions. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our good actions prove to be a means of illumination for us in the hereafter. Coming back to our main topic, our topic for today, or the name of today's episode, is the 700 camels. And whose 700 camels are we referring to, or what is the story behind these camels? Where do they come from? Where did they go? Inshallah, we will reveal everything that is intended regarding the 700 camels shortly. The next personality that I want to share, about whom I want to discuss some matters or share some of his accounts with you, is Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, and one of the famous personalities. And he, among the Sahaba, was also one who was known to be Mustajabu Da'wat, someone whose supplications were accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is reported about him that he embraced Islam before Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he participated in the battle of Badr, and he was given various responsibilities later in his lifetime. Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was known for his asceticism. He was known as someone who turned away from this world, and he would be constantly in a state of worship or reflection. Once he entered the masjid, the Jami Masjid in Kufa, and Sayyiduna Mughira radiallahu anhu was with him, suddenly a man got up and began cursing or saying something offensive. When Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Zayd, he inquired from Sayyiduna Mughira, who is this man cursing, or what is he saying, and who is he talking about? He was told that the man was cursing Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, and he was angered by this man who was insulting Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in such a way. He got up and three times he repeated this statement, addressing to Sayyidina Mughira. He said, "Oh Mughira, I am hearing the insults of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in in your presence. Do you not tell him off? Do you not warn him?" Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an, he then continued and he expressed that he had heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam himself, and expressing how sure he was in what he heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he even mentioned that, "I have never stated a hadith which is false. I have never said anything related to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is false, so that I may face him, or I may face the accountability of this in the hereafter." So he was expressing that what he is about to remind the people of is something that he is sure of, and he has heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, he mentioned how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Abu Bakr is in paradise, Omar is in paradise, Uthman is in paradise, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is in paradise. And he mentioned other companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu an made this point that Sayyidina Ali being among those who were given glad tidings of paradise, how could one insult such a noble personality? And how could this be tolerated in public for this to happen? This was the character of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an, sincere for his brothers, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a protector of the truth and one who would uphold the truth in any situation, and he would speak the truth in any situation when it was required for him to address people publicly to remind them of the truth that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam revealed. He would do so without any hesitation, and in this case he defended the honor of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and in particular Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. A famous account in the life of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu an was that a woman once falsely accused him of taking some land which she claimed belonged to her. And Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu an, he expressed the fact that he would never do such a thing, because the one who takes over the land, claims the land of another individual and takes over it, then on the day of judgment, such a person will have to bear the burden of the seven levels of the earth around his neck. So he expressed that he would never do such a thing. And later that woman, the punishment that she received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some narrations mention that after this accusation against this man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she became blind and she fell into a well and she died. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu was such a pious personality that the people around him would honor his righteousness and would honor his presence. So the reminder for us, dear viewers, is that the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious people, should not be opposed. And remember, in the very early episodes, at the very beginning of our program, we reminded everyone of how those who oppose the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah declares war against them. So Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, no doubt, was among the friends of Allah, because the term awliya, it encompasses the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, generally speaking, and those awliya, the pious individuals who came after the companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So the book that Hafiz Abu Nu'aym wrote, it begins with mention of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, because he considered them to be the foremost among the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who are devoted in the acts of worship, those who are devoted to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should never be opposed. They should never be insulted. If one does something like this, he should fear, or she should fear, for his or her future, because such people are inviting the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek protection from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek salvation We seek grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we know, إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ. Verily, indeed, the seizing of your Lord is severe. We think that we see a suffering or punishment that is severe upon in this world. The punishment that comes from the divine court in the hereafter, the punishment of the fire, and any kind of punishment in the hereafter cannot be compared to the punishment of this world. And if we can think about the most brutal or the most painful situation of this world, it is nothing compared to punishment of the hereafter. So let us be concerned about our hereafter when it comes to the true religiously devoted people. Yes, we are aware of this, that there are people who claim to be religious. They may claim to follow the way of the pious predecessors, but they do not. There are some shortcomings in their manner, whether that's the prayer, whether it's their lack of knowledge, whether it's their incorrect advice, or generally the way they behave. The people that we want to follow are those who follow the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, those who are true adherents of the Sharia. There is no such thing as a religious personality who is considered to be a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who opposes the Sharia. Any and every friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a person who strictly adheres to the way of Islam. And there is no spirituality without Sharia. There is no spiritual progression, elevation, which is separated from following the Sharia and adhering to the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you ever come across anyone who makes this claim but they do not adhere to the Sharia, know that this person is false in his claim. Another very famous personality among the famous 10 companions given glad tidings of paradise during his lifetime was Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala, and known for his trade caravans, for the vast wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, and his acts of generosity. Also a man considered to be a trustworthy Amin. Not only Amin in the sense of the word Amin, which can be translated or understood as someone who is trustworthy, was not only a description given to him. We know the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described as As-Sadiq al-Amin, the truthful one and the trustworthy one, where the disbelievers would be confident in giving their possessions to the Prophet ﷺ for safekeeping, yet they would not believe in his message, many of them, but they believed that he would not violate their right. And this was a point which was made by the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, that on one side you believe that he would not violate your rights. Why would he say something about God? Why would he say something about the Creator, the Supreme Creator, which is false, when he is such a character, when he is such a personality, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he does not even violate your personal rights, what you give to him for safekeeping, and yet you doubt the message that he brings that is attributed to the one and only Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Amin was also a term used to describe Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf. The situation being that when the Majlis Shura, the senior members of the Sahaba, were gathered to appoint the next Khalifa, Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, he said something like, I don't deem myself to be worthy of this position, of this rank. I put forward Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, that he should be chosen. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu expressed the fact that he was content with the choice of Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf, and he revealed the reason in this narration. He said, I have heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf that he is the Amin, the trustworthy one in the heavens and the earth. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were well aware of the trustworthy nature of Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that once the mother of the believers, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, was in her home and she heard some noise coming from outside. She was curious what the noise was and why there was such an uproar. So in the city of Medina, there was, you can say, like commotion. There was an uproar, and this uproar was happening, or this noise was heard, because the caravan, the business caravan of Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf had arrived in Medina from Sham, from Syria, and it consisted of 700 camels. Yes, this was the caravan of Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with so much wealth that when his business caravan would arrive, the people would gather around and there would be commotion, there would be an uproar in the city of Medina. People would come out to welcome the caravan and just to view that the spectacle was a marvelous spectacle. Such a great caravan carrying goods. In this case, it was the camels. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she expressed that she heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that I saw Abdurrahman bin Auf dragging himself into paradise. When Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu an heard about what Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha had expressed, he presented himself to the court of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he said that I make you a witness that all these riding animals that you see with their provisions, I have given in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, dear viewers, generosity is not so much to do with how much wealth you have and then you part from that wealth. So the more you have, the more generous you will be because you'll part with more wealth. It is to do with the heart. Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with so much, even if he did not have so much, the generosity that he possessed within his heart would mean whatever he possessed, he would have given. He would have expressed the same level of generosity with any possessions that he had. And for us as believers, it's a reminder that such acts of generosity are signs of righteousness, signs of piety. A believer, it should be second nature for him or her to be generous. And with no regret. Some people, they might, you know, a guest might come to the house and they might spend, or they might have to cook more and whatever. There are some expenses. And when the guest leaves, instead of considering the attendance of a guest, the presence of a guest being a blessing, they feel that it's kind of burdensome for them. And they start saying things about how much money they've spent because of the guest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right mindset, because sometimes it can fall into backbiting, gossiping about the guest who just went. Really, the guest has done us a favor by coming into our homes, for the guest brings his or her sustenance, and what we have becomes more blessed because of the fact that the guest has taken some of what we have. And maybe we have this hope that because of this participation, because of the guest partaking, what we presented, there is no accountability for us in the rest of what we offered the guest. So remember, generosity is not just to do with having a lot of wealth and then giving some of your wealth. It's how you feel in your heart. You might have very little, but of that little, you give half. And that is the same as a very rich person giving thousands of pounds in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is reported about Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf that once he sold some land to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, and the price was, according to this tradition, 40,000 gold coins. And you'd think that he'd keep maybe half of that wealth at least, or he would keep two-thirds of that wealth and maybe give some of it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being such a generous person. Not Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf. Every single dinar of those 40,000 he gave to the poor believers and as a gift to the Ummahatul Mu'mineen as well. He just distributed them according to this tradition among the Banu Zuhra, among the needy believers, and also part of that was gifted to the mothers of the believers radiallahu anhunna. Once Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he must have been summoned because there was a delay in his arrival, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him about this delay. What kept you? And Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf said, 100 mounts or riding animals came from Egypt, and because of their arrival I was delayed. And then he realized, he must have felt something. Straight away he made this intention and he said to the Prophet ﷺ that I have given this all this wealth to the widows of Medina. This was the overwhelming generosity of Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala an. Another famous example of his generosity reported by Imam Zuhri, the Prophet ﷺ during his era, Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf, he gave 4,000 gold coins in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, he gave 40,000 more within the days following that. And then after that 40,000, he gave 40,000 more. And then he gave 500 riding animals with all provisions in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his wealth, Imam Zuhri reports, came from his trade. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with such sustenance and such success in his trade. Sometimes we think about how people respond to various acts of worship or what their manner and nature is like in certain acts of worship. So there's an expectation that if someone is truly religious or truly pious, then when the Quran is recited, tears will flow, or when they stand in salah and they pray, they express some kind of devotion, they'll be very tearful. But that's not always the case. And we see this in an example involving Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala an. It is reported that once a very qari with a very beautiful voice in the presence of the Sahaba and the Prophet ﷺ was reciting the Quran. And all those who were present in the court of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, they heard this melodious, beautiful recitation of the Quran, and they were all crying. Everyone was crying except for Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf. And then the Messenger of Allah ﷺ clarified the matter, and he said that Abdurrahman bin Auf, his eyes are not tearful, but his heart is crying. And this was because the Messenger of Allah ﷺ made it clear to the companions who were present and those who would come after the companions and who would read about this account, that it's not necessary for people to be crying and tears to be flowing for them to be pious. The condition of their heart is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do not pass judgment. For some, their devotion is apparent. For others, their devotion is inner. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we walk upon the path of piety. In search of piety, we attain success. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
In search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety.